And joining me in the KRVS studios now are Jerry Allison and Elizabeth Rose. Jerry Allison is the executive director of the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, and Elizabeth Rose, lately of KRVS, is now their marketing and development coordinator over at the clinic. Here to talk about their annual Silver Bell Soiree, which has a long history in Lafayette, almost as long as the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic. So I think, Jerry, first of all, we'll welcome you too, because you just started in that position in August.
I did. Yeah. I'm actually returning to Lafayette after being gone for almost a little over 30 years, I think.
So what a nice place to drop into, someplace with such a history. It's had other manifestations and now continues to help out with the health care of Lafayette. So what is your background? Let's just find out a little bit about what you did before you came back here.
I was the director of a long-term residential program for women with alcohol and substance abuse problems. It was a long-term facility, all residential. They lived there. They learned how to live life on life's terms. So we provided them with the necessary tools to make permanent changes in their lifestyles and their thought patterns.
So for a long time, you've been working with healthcare and helping people learn to have healthier lives, and obviously a very compassionate, caring profession as well.
It's been very interesting and very fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. So what drew you to the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic? What was it about that organization that really made you think it's something I would enjoy working for?
When I returned to Lafayette, I literally brought my job with me for about 3 months. And about the time that my job was concluding and we had hired a new director and I had trained her, I began to look around and this position became available. And so I was intrigued by the work it does. It serves the working uninsured. It reaches out to the people who often fall between the cracks. And not only does it provide for their physical health, but also their dental and their pharmaceutical needs. So it's a comprehensive healthcare program. And I'm also a fundraiser. And so this offered a particularly intriguing opportunity to get out and talk to people about the good work that is being done and also help them understand the need that is so great and why it's important to give to this particular facility, simply because otherwise, these people are not going to have that health care that they need.
Right. And I think one question some people might have, in many people's minds, I think when they think of the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, they think, oh, doctors are giving of their time, people are giving of their time, so it really can't cost very much. What are, and I guess as head of the marketing development or coordinator, Elizabeth, maybe you could help us with that. What are some of the costs? What are some of the programs that would need people's help? You know, if you do have some people donating of their time and you have volunteers, what are some of the costs that go into this kind of a clinic?
Well, largely our costs are the facility, mm-hmm. Because we do house the LSU Dental School, we house the community pharmacy, and then we also host the clinic nights 2 nights a week. And those are generally 3 to 4 hours where we see members of the working uninsured community in Lafayette. So largely our costs come from operating the clinic. Mm-hmm. We have some very generous grants that we've received that are able to help us with those. But of course, you know, healthcare costs are always rising, so we're always accepting more patients, essentially.
Right. And it's a beautiful little facility, but it is old. It was one of the original healthcare facilities in Lafayette. I think it was called St. Anne's Infirmary.
It's St. Anne's Infirmary, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. And it's actually on the National Register of Historic Places. Excuse me.
So an older building does have special needs, and
yes.
you have to maintain that. And I'm sure those costs are, you know, you need to have a place that doesn't leak for your patients to
yes.
come into, that is sanitary, and you don't have bugs and rats. And so all of that does cost money.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, about how many people do you have coming through on a weekly, monthly basis? How many people do you serve?
On a nightly basis, so we have 2 clinic nights a week, we'll see about 30 patients, so 60 patients a week. I couldn't tell you on a yearly basis, but I do know that since we opened our doors in 1993, we have seen 11,575 unique patients.
That's quite a record.
Isn't it? It's very impressive.
That's an amazing service for the community. And you mentioned that there's a dental facility and that there's a pharmacy. So how do you serve people? What kinds of patients do you all see there?
We see members of the working uninsured community. Mm-hmm. So basically, our patients have to be living in Lafayette Parish, working. They have to have proof that they're working, so check stubs. And then they have to make under 200% of the federal poverty line.
Okay. And as far as what they come to you for, is it run the gamut? I mean, can they come for any needs there?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We treat both acute and chronic illnesses, and we help them maintain their health, which is very important. We offer nutrition classes. We offer classes on everything from parenting on. Whatever the specific need is, we try to reach out and meet that need. If they come in with an unusual problem, then we find the correct referral source to get them to the right specialist. And we have so many specialists and just general practitioners in town that have given of their time in such magnanimous ways. We have had a recent case to where a lady needed surgery, and by the time the bill was completed, it was over $52,000, and it was all done at no charge to her. So what you see is an extremely giving community, and that is a wonderful situation because you have so many people with such huge health care needs.
Absolutely. And I know people feel, again, a lot of affection for the place itself and the history and the very unique place it has in medical care in our community. And as
yes.
you said, it's a very, very giving community as well. So a lot of need there. A lot of work goes on there. You help people in very important ways. Important that you do fundraising. As you mentioned, you get grants throughout the year. But this is one of your major fundraisers during the year, the Silver Bell Soiree. And it has a long history as well. It just sort of makes you happy to say the name, the Silver Bell Soiree. Can you tell us just a bit about it, Elizabeth? I mean, was there a little period when y'all didn't do the Silver Bell Soiree and it's been brought back, or is it?
It's been this year is our 16th annual Silver Bell
okay.
Soiree.
Mm-hmm.
So there were 4 years at the beginning of the clinic when we didn't have
okay.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But it started out as a volunteer appreciation party, and then it moved into a fundraiser. And since then, it's been plugging along and doing really great work for the clinic. We've been able to accomplish a lot through the soiree.
Okay, and where is it going to take place this year, Jerry?
This year, we're going back to its original location, and it will be at the Palmetto Club, which was at the beginning a la carte.
Right.
So we're very excited about it. It's going to allow us to have a very nice, small event. We're expecting about 300 people. It will start at 7 on December the 5th and go until 9. At 8 o'clock, we'll be having a program which will honor Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey for their outstanding work, their dedication, and their belief in the clinic, and for their way of giving back to us in so many, many ways. We want to recognize that.
All right, so that's going to happen. Is there also going to be music?
There is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have a jazz duo, a singer and a guitar player from August Heat. The food is going to be spectacular. Bon Tomps Grill is the caterer. So there'll be all sorts of wonderful refreshments, a chance for people to talk and visit. And it really kicks off the holiday season because it is the night before Festival of Lights. So consequently, everything will be decorated.
The oil center will
be
decorated.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. Lots of lights. And that's a really nice touch, taking it back
yes.
to the original place where the Silver Bell Soiree started, looking a little bit different, I'm sure. with the same, just the same feeling and the same idea. How can people get tickets for the soiree, Elizabeth?
People can reserve their tickets by calling me at the clinic. Phone number is 593-9208, or they can purchase their tickets online on our website, which is www.lchcc.net.
Okay, or I'm sure they can just type in Silver Bell Soiree Lafayette and it'll come up and they can ask for you at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic.
Absolutely.
And find out. So when you said tables, people can buy tables, individual tickets, what?
No, we're doing just individual tickets.
Okay, individual.
Because it will be a come and go event as you please. You can come in and leave as you wish. So there will be tables for people to stand and to sit, but no assigned seating. We want us to be a very social event.
Yeah, a very relaxed and happy event as well. And should people want to know more about the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, you all have a website. What kinds of opportunities do you have for them to learn more?
We do have the website. You can always call the clinic. I know that we are all willing to talk to people who would like to know more about the clinic. Any interest, we are happy to address. And then you can also visit our Facebook page, Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, and we're always posting more information about the clinic, about our events, and about the issues that our patients and our potential clients may face.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have people wandering up to the door saying, you know, I was born here?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
There weren't many places to be born in Lafayette, and that was one of them, except
true.
At home. So if they would like, if you were born at St. Anne's Infirmary, you can certainly find out more online.
Absolutely.
Or give them a call as well. Or you could attend the Silver Bell Soiree and help to ensure that this place continues to give health care to people in our community for generations to come. So, Jerry, are you glad that you took this job here in the few months that you've been there?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This job is a true joy each and every day. I get up and know that by the end of the day, maybe something small, maybe something large that I've done or said will have made a difference in someone's life. And that's what's important, giving back to others.
Absolutely.
There is one more thing that we haven't touched on that the soiree will be featuring. We will have a very exciting silent auction.
Oh, okay.
And we are thrilled because some of our items are quite interesting. We have a week in a mountain cabin in Colorado. We have a duck hunt. We have a fishing trip. And these are all very large vacation packages. So we're excited about it. I think it's going to do exactly what we need it to do, which is a lot of outreach plus bringing people closer to the clinic and letting them have an opportunity to learn more about it and support the clinic in a very big way.
And these are items that they'll see or learn about at
yes.
the Silver Bell Soiree. It's not something they can do ahead of time.
We're working on doing some pre-event publicity on
it. Okay. Well, they can check out the website, find out more about that. Otherwise, at the Silver Bell
Absolutely.
Soiree, you can find out about the silent auction that will be there. So music and food and a good time, friends, and knowing that you're helping out this great asset to our community. If you are just tuning in, my guests are with the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, their new executive director, Jerry Allison, who's been with them since August, and Elizabeth Rose, who graduated from UL Lafayette, worked here at CareVS, and is now at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic. You've been there since the summer as well.
Started in September,
so lots of great energy and enthusiasm over at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, and people can contribute to that enthusiasm and help them out there. Go online, find out more about the Silver Bell Soiree, and you can ask for Elizabeth to purchase tickets. Well, thank you both for coming by, and we look forward to over the year learning about more activities that you all do and ways that people can get involved at the clinic.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Our pleasure.